What would Ajahn Chah say if he visited our Western monasteries today in 2025? Would he recommend any changes? One, I think he'd be, I don't think he'd be shocked or surprised, or I think he'd be quite pleased. If he would say anything, he'd be, be careful of getting too comfortable. He'd be saying the same thing in Thailand. I mean, it's just is the it's the reality of any monastery, and as it the longer mo longer it's established, the more faith is engendered, is stimulated, the more support it gets. I mean, that's been a pattern since the Buddha's time. Just these cycles say development and then dissipation, and then most of it, some of the strongest language that the Buddha uses in the in the suttas, or his imagery for being cautious of gain, honor, and fame. It's a bitter thing. And so that's just that sense of, not getting lost in the comfort, not getting lost in the kind of faith that people have, but really, again, that fidelity to Dhamma Vinaya is just so important. It doesn't mean that you can't, you have to make yourself uncomfortable all the time, but it just is you have to be very cautious of not to get lost.